So the letting go, in all these ways, letting go of our ideas of how the teacher should be, letting go of our opinions, letting go of looking for the Eightfold Path to be something out there, but seeing that it's in each moment. He offered, he encouraged people to let go in so many different ways. A kind of initiation. You know, if he noticed that it was a monk who talked all the time, at some point he would arrange for that person to be sent to a really lonely monastery where there's nobody to talk to. You know, and if he noticed somebody was really into quietude and running away because the world was too difficult and they had a lot of aversion, they didn't like the ways, he would somehow arrange that you had the monastery assignment along the highway where everybody was coming to stop and, you know, you'd have to receive visitors all the time. If you were afraid of ghosts at some point, you know, he would make sure that you spent time in the forest at night. If you were bored or restless, he would say, go into it. Face it. Discover the heart's freedom in the midst of that which you have run away from. You know, I got angry at one point. I was really angry. I said, what should I do with all this anger? He said, oh, that's good. Take all your robes, go into your hut, shut the windows, shut the doors. Little tin-roofed huts at the hot season, right? Put all your robes on and be angry and sit in the middle of it and see what the anger feels like. You know, if you're going to be angry, do it right. Go and really be angry, you know? Or I was sleepy a lot in the beginning of my meditation. I still get sleepy at times a lot, but, you know, we'd be sitting up all night, and it was so hard to do. I said, what can I do? He'd say, walk backwards. I said, I still fall asleep. Walk backwards in the forest at night. Maybe that will help you, you know? I was still so sleepy. He said, all right, for you I have a cure. There's a well near your cottage, right? Go sit on the edge of the well. Right, let's see what happens. Sit, you know, you start to sleep and you have to look down. You're going to fall down into the well. You know, so the way of practice was not to run away from the world, because the world is seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching. This is the world. But to have dignity and presence and realize that you can be right in the middle of experience and know the heart of freedom. To let things go or let things be.